What's up, guys? This is the 48-49, sorry, Euro Otaku. And I'm going to go on ahead and do a give you one of my fan favorite stories, or one of my stories. Just listen to it on here and enjoy. Give me about 5 minutes. Bye. Okay, guys, here we go. Chapter 1 of Marvel Academia.
This is Chapter 1 of Marvel Academia. Parker High Rises, Queens, New York. A young man had got up with a very beautiful girl laying her head on his chest. She had dirty blonde hair and a buffed, curvy figure. He woke up and started to yawn and stretch. He got out of bed and went to the bathroom to get cleaned up. He passed his doctorates in technology, biology, and biotechnology. He had framed covers of magazines. Parker's genius son, read one. Stark makes a deal with Parker Industries from Midoriya, read another. There was pictures of him as well. A man in a red and blue bodysuit with a mask with webbing in the red and a black softball-sized spider on his chest. A young woman with brown hair wrapped up in buns, brown eyes, and dressed in a blue kipao, a Chinese dress, brown stockings, and light blue boots. The last one had brown hair, long brown hair, green eyes, and was dressed in a black sports bra, tights, and boots. Next was a young woman with long blonde hair and blue eyes. She was in a black and gold bodysuit and boots, covered in armor. He was in front of the first woman in a cap and gown. This was a picture of his graduation from ESU. They never looked more proud. He hit the shower and started to clean up. The young man was buffed, blonde, had claws. Had claws and sex marks all over his body. His bed partner had woke up. She walked into the bathroom. She had perfect breasts and beautiful blue hazel eyes, and walked in behind him, kissing his shoulder. "Good morning, beloved," she said. "Good morning, Tantra," he said. He turned around and kissed her. Then she did his back and he did hers. "So Tony needs help?" "Yeah, I don't know what he wants to do, though, but it'll be nice to see Morgan." "You?" Tantra sighed. "Chaos needs me. She's a little nervous talking to her grandfather." "Wait, she's the daughter of hell. Why would she be nervous?" "I don't know. Basically, Hell is Loki's daughter, Hell's the Norse goddess of death." They got out of the shower. After turning off the water, he tossed her a towel. "Thanks, Izuku," she said. Then they dried off, and she got his front, then started to kneel down in front of him and stroked him. "Not doing a line right now." Yes, Tantra gave Izuku a blowjob. Later, they got dressed and hid out their room. Izuku was in a t-shirt, jeans, boots, and red bracelets. Then he grabbed his backpack and went to the owner's loft. Owner's loft. The loft was huge. It had a lot of room for working out and testing equipment. There was furniture everywhere. A young man was making breakfast. He was slightly Yeah, slightly gray and brown hair, hazel eyes. Was buffed in. Was buffed. Thank you. And was, yeah. Why'd you ask me that in the first place? To do that anyway, dumbass. And was dressed in a wife beater, pajama pants, an apron, and slippers. Next was a young woman in a sports bra, tights, weighted bracelets, and sneakers. Her hair was brown and tied up in buns. She was buffed and curvy. The last one was still in bed. She had long brown hair, very beautiful, and was curvy. And curvy. She was nude and asleep. "Hey, Dad," said Tantra. He looked over and took the food off the burner. "Hey, you two," he said. He went over to them and hugged them. "Laura, wake up. Breakfast is almost ready." The person in bed woke up slowly. "Good morning, Peter," she yawned, and got up to head to the shower. "Good morning," he said. Chun went to get cleaned up and ready for breakfast. Chun, want to get cleaned up and ready for breakfast? She walked to the kitchen as Izuku tossed her a towel. She thanked him by giving him a kiss on the cheek. Then Laura came in a midriff and jeans. They sat down after she kissed him on the cheek. Izuku on the cheek. After breakfast, Izuku helped with the dishes and then took off to Stark Industries. Once there, he showed his badge. They let him in, and he went to the labs, Stark Labs. He walked to the labs, and saw a man with gray and brown hair, goatee, and brown eyes there, already working. He was in a rock band t-shirt. T-shirt, jeans, and boots. Basically, it's Robert Downey Jr. as Tony. "Good morning, Mr. Stark," he said. Tony looked over to Izuku and sighed. "So they traveled more than 7,200 miles. How many times do you have to tell you not to call me that? "Well, I can call you the other name, Grandfather." Tony paled as the AI started to chuckle. "Great, you're both tag teaming me." Just then he heard a voice. "Well, I think you're a sexy grandfather, Tony." It was Pepper, his wife. "Pepper, you do know you're married to me, right? That makes you a grandmother." "Oh, I know that. The kids just show me respect." You can hear the smugness through the speakers. Izuku just went to work on how he was going to help the Avengers against the next threat. All of a sudden, there was a package for him on his desk. "Huh?" he said. "What is this?" He looked at it. "There's no address." "Hey, Harmony, did you see who dropped this off?" Harmony is his AI. He called her that because he is a Harry Potter fan. And his one true parent in that universe is Harry and Hermione. Harmony.
"She's applying to represent..."
It was a man in a basic delivery uniform, Izuku, she said. She had a young English voice with a slight Cockney accent in it. Suddenly, a hologram of a young woman appeared to him. She looked like what the daughter of Daniel Radcliffe and Emma Watson would look like. She was in a t-shirt and jeans. He looked at her. "You think it's safe to open up? I don't sense anything wrong." "Okay. Hey, Tony. Yeah, kid. I just got a package, but it doesn't have an address, and Harmony said that the delivery guy was normal." Tony looked at the package. "I say open it, but be careful," he said. Izuku nodded and opened the package. It was something they haven't seen before. Just then, there was a projector of a man. "Hey, Izuku, if you're getting this, I'm sorry, but you don't belong here. It's time for you to go back," he said. he said. It was bad enough that little bitch Parker changed the rules, but you're not following any of his footsteps. Izuku snorted. Jealous Peter's, Peter's the one above all's biological son. Tony chuckled. So I'm sending you away. You're not stopping me from getting my revenge on Team Amazing. Then the lens shot a beam and it hit Izuku. No! Said Tony. As Izuku was hit and was being sent from the universe. Pepper! He said. She suddenly ran down the stairs to him. She was in a blouse, skirt, and flats. Gwyneth Paltrow's Pepper and the Stark knee pots. She saw where Izuku was and he was gone. What happened? She said. We just got a problem. Call everyone. TBC.
That was chapter one of Marvel Academia. It is a My Hero Academia Marvel 616 Spidey's Life is a Game crossover event. And now a word from our sponsor. Okay, guys, this is the 49-year-old otaku here again with another chapter of My Marvel Academia. Hope you enjoy.
Chapter 2. Stark Tower, an hour later. Everyone was there. The six queens, six of the most powerful women in the world. Each one holds an Infinity Stone. These women are Empress Mary Jane Parker, Nia Watson, Captain Marvel, Carol Danvers, Adriana Soriano, the Spider Queen, Laura, Kenny Lee Parker, Talon, Jubilation, Kenny Nia Lee, Jubilee, and Kid Nixon, the Avengers, Peter, Chun-Li, Natasha's sons, James, Silver Sable, and her daughter, Sylvia, Laura's sons, Kane and Abel, Susan Parker, Ness Storm, former member of the Fantastic Four, her brother Johnny, the Human Torch, and her son, whom she named after him, Tantra and Chaos. So what happened? Pepper said we had a problem, asked Peter. Yeah, Izuku has been ejected from this universe, said Tony. What? Said MJ, who was not happy. Do we know where he might be? Asked Steve. Dr. Strange had came in. He was in his robes and floating in the room. Izuku has been sent to his home dimension. Everyone looked at him. Home dimension?
Excuse me, there is a message for you.
He's not from here? Asked Peter. He doesn't remember how he got here, said Strange. So, what are we going to do? I'm open to suggestions. Everyone was thinking about what to do. Midoriya Yagi building. In a huge building in Musatafu, Japan, a couple were waking up from their rest. The woman was very beautiful. She was very curvy and buffed after the workout and training that her husband and friends gave her. She now can bench a fully loaded city bus, outrun a bullet train, and take missiles. She had green hair, teal eyes, and was 6'2". She was in a t-shirt and black underwear. Her husband was a blonde giant of a man, 7'2", had blue eyes and scars over his body. He was still buff, but not as nearly as buffed as his heroic form. And yes, I'm not having All Might being so gaunt and skeletal. He got up. He was in an A shirt and sweatpants. Good morning, dear, Wrong one. Good morning, dear, she said. He kissed him. Good morning, my dear, he said. They went to the bathroom to get cleaned up and ready for their day. I'll get the girls up. Toshi, she said. He looked at her. If Izuku were alive, would I love him as much as I do the girls? He said. Of course! With what you told me about him being one of my biggest fans, I would have loved to have met him. She hugged him tightly and cried into his chest. He stroked her back and let her go. Then the girls woke up. They were spitting images of their mother. Izumi was tall, around 5'8", had green hair to the middle of her back. She was fit and strong. She was in a midriff and boy shorts. She shot up and was breathing hard. Are you all right, Izumi? I just had a dream about Izuku, she said. He looked at her. Izuku? Just then, another girl that looked just like her, with shoulder-length hair and braids. She was in a t-shirt, shorts, and socks. You too, she said. They looked at her. Izuki, said Izumi, with tears in her eyes. I had a dream about him as well. But before anyone could say anything, there was a crash! Everyone got up and headed downstairs. Living room. They ran in and saw a young man in the wreckage of a couch. He had on a red and blue bodysuit with gold trim, red and gold bracelets and anklets. His hair was blonde. He had freckles and a diamond pattern at the corner of his eyes. Inko started to shed tears and covered her nose and mouth. Izuku, she sobbed. He started to awake. His eyes were glowing, and then they died down to his teal. He slowly started to sit up as she helped him up.
God damn it!
Ouch! Sorry about the couch. He said. Just then, he was crushed in a huge hug. My son! My beloved son! She said. He hugged her tightly. Mom? He said. Then he looked at his sisters. They grabbed him in a hug as well.
Hey, knucklehead,
said Izumi as she hugged him. Then Izuki hugged him tightly.
Zuzu,
she cried. Toshi spoke up. Do not worry about the couch, young Izuku. We will handle the couch. I am Toshinori Yagi, your stepfather. Izuku looked at him.
All Might.
All freaking Might? Yes, that's who I am. All freaking Might's my stepfather? Yes, it's nice to meet you. Izuku said.
Can we continue this discussion later? I'm about to pass out.
And he did. He passed out from the pain of just slamming into the couch from a high fall in velocity. Inko chuckled. He took that well, she said. Let's get him to a room so he can rest. I'll call the others. Let them know I'm not coming in. I'll also call in recovery girl to check him over. Girls, you got school. Yes, ma'am. He's not going anywhere. So the girls and Toshi got ready to go as Inko made a call to the agency to let them know that she wasn't coming in. And called in recovery girl to check Izuku over. Then she went to Izuku's room and saw him resting. She kissed him on his forehead. Welcome home, sweetheart. Welcome home. TBC.
Okay, that was chapter 2 of My Hero Academia. My Marvel Academia, sorry. I hope you enjoyed it. this is the next chapter is coming, and this is the 49-year-old otaku signing off. Hey guys, this is the 49-year-old otaku, and I'm going in on another one of my stories to be read. Hold on.
Chapter 3, Midoriya Yagi Bill. After Izuku had awakened from his pain-induced coma, he was sitting with Inko drinking tea. He was now in a t-shirt, sweatpants, and ankle socks. He was in an off-the-shoulder shirt. She was in an off-the-shoulder shirt, sweats, and socks. I know it's none of my damn business. Excuse my language, Mom. But how did you two meet? He asked. She chuckled. Would you believe through your father? Dad? She told him how he had introduced them to each other. So, what did you do? Well, I have a level 7 IQ. Basically,
excuse me, there is a message for you.
Shoot, what is it? I want to say that's 3 ticks away from omnipotent. So he's about as smart as Reed Richards. Graduated high school at 14. College at 17. Started to work at a Fortune 500 company right out. And I'm trying to start my own business. She was impressed. Also, I've made my dream come true. I became a hero. That's wonderful, honey. Yeah, I saved a lot of people, too. But, I've also got cosmic powers. He started to glow gold and transform. His hair was glowing gold, and his eyes were glowing. His body started to get buffed, and his clothes were fluttering in an unseen wind. Inko was staring at her son. She was impressed with what she was looking at. He was tall, around 6'5", and she hugged him tightly and ran her fingers through his golden jade locks. With Team Amaze in Marvelverse, Spidey was hacked off. I mean, pissed off. Like so much pissed off. Like, Norman Osborn killed his parents, Aunt May, Gwen, MJ, everybody, again, in front of him. Basically, Petey wanted blood. So, his adopted son was booted out of the universe by someone who was butthurt by losing to his team during the Dirt Tournament. I'm going to find out who did it, he said. When I do, there will be hell to pay. The queens were with him. Tiger.
Excuse me, there is a message for you.
You're not doing this alone. Don't worry, Pete, said Kira. We got your back. We'll get him back. And if we can't, we'll avenge him, said Izuku. Izuku was resting on a couch, buying and selling stocks that would make his family set for life for generations. This is surprising that my money hadn't been transferred with me, he thought. He had over $200 million at the opening bell and made another $200 by closing. He sent emails and asking if there was a building where he could start his tech business, and there was. He bought it and told the realtor that he'd be by to look at it in the morning. Now he was on his Griff 2.0 laptop, playing Call of Fortnite as himself. You know how, like, Fortnite did the Marvel thing? This is how Call of Fortnite is for that. Other players were amazed by his character. His character was in a black and gold Kree warrior outfit with black and silver rocket boots and gauntlets. His hair was stark white and his eyes were sky blue. That was when the twins came back and Izumi glomped onto him. Zuzu, she said while doing it. She was in a gray with green trim blazer, a white blouse showing off her cleavage, a forest green skirt, black socks, and loafers. Basically, it's the UA Academy's dress, I mean, you know, the normal uniform, the Academy uniform. Her hair was tied up in a ponytail with a green bow in it. Izuki was also dressed like her sister in the blazer skirt and blouse, but she also had on white knee-high socks and ankle boots. And her hair was down. Hey, knucklehead. She kissed him on the forehead and hugged him. Hey, you two. How was school? He asked. It was great, said Izumi. As they went to their room to change clothes, Izuku went back to work on his laptop. Then Inko came in. Was that the girls? She asked. My name is Austin. Of course, Izuku was distracted. Huh? Oh, yeah, he said. Yeah, Izumi came out in t-shirt, shorts, and slippers. Then she went over to Izuku as he was finishing up a match and snuggled against him. You two want cuddles, he asked. She blushed, and Izuki snuggled against him as well. He closed his laptop and put it on the table, then repositioned himself against the arm of the couch. The girls got closer to him. They were relaxing and talking about nothing. Inko came in with some snacks for him. She sat down with him and started to talk. So, what were you doing earlier, Izuku? Oh, I was just making sure you guys would never have a one or a knee. As of closing bell today, I'm a billionaire. They looked at him. A what? Said Inko. I just got through making $200 million in stocks and sold some of my ideas. He grabbed his laptop and showed him his bank account. Izumi just looked at Izuku. Izuku, she said, marry me? He rolled his eyes. Izuki cheered. Yes, I know a billionaire, she yelled. And it's my brother. She peppered him with kisses as he chuckled. You two trying to become heroes? Yeah, said Izumi. I'll set you up. You do that for us, said Izuki. Of course. What with you two? What? You two are the only ones that can... You two are the only ones that are supposed to love me? I mean, come on. I love you guys too. They hugged him. That was when All Might came in. Not Toshinori! They knew something was wrong. What is it, All Might? League of Villains have created an army of Nomus, and they're attacking the city. They got up to get dressed and started to get dressed. Hold up, girls. I got armor to protect you. He looked at his parents. You guys go on ahead. We'll meet you in 30. The parents nodded, got dressed, and headed out. Okay, follow me. Yeah, follow me. He grabbed his portable closet and showed them what was inside. Whoa. Choose what you want. And they both got spandex outfits. Izumi was in green and gold, and Izuki was in green and silver. Izuku stepped in and got dressed and got changed to his outfit. Let's go. They were waiting for us. They're waiting for us. They started to take off for the battle. Nomu battle. Heroes were everywhere. We're fighting off the Nomus left and right. All Might and Seivert, who is Inko. She's called Seivert because she has mental abilities. She's sort of like a psychic and a telekinetic and a telepath. Seivert is basically, it means, the Psy part means for her psychic abilities. Vert is French for green, I think. I'm not so sure. But I know it means green. And showing up to help. They were doing a great job. Just then, a man with hands all over his body had appeared. All Might, he said. Now I will end you. Just then he was hit. First from the left, then from the right. He flew into a building through a window. It was the girls, Izuki and Izumi. Girls! All Might and Cyvert said. You two all right? Asked Izuki. She was helping Iko up. Yes, we're fine, said Toshi. Where's your brother? They pointed up. They looked to see a golden streak headed right for them. It's going through Nomu night like a hot knife through butter. Meanwhile, Hand Job got out of the building. He was mad. Hat! Cheater! Started to rush to attack the girls. That was when he was tackled by said golden streak, and his face was being punched in. Then the streak took him up about 10,000 feet in the air. He got a good look at the streak. He had golden hair and glowing eyes. Was in a blue and red bodysuit with gold trim, red and gold gauntlets, and rocket boots. They went higher and higher, so high that they were out of Earth's atmosphere. Hand Job was now scared, and his glared at him. TBC.
Okay, that was chapter 3 of My Marvel Academia. Hope you enjoyed. See you at the conventions.